The I Ams. There it is. We started this last week talking about Jesus is the bread of life. And all these things are based off of the I Ams. Of Moses went before the burning bush and he asked God, "What is your name?" And God said, "I am. I am what I want to be. I will do what I want to do." He is the self-sustaining one. God does not need us. But boy, we need him. And he is it. And so Jesus uses these claims of using this I am to declare himself God. And these are reflections of his deity as well as our dependence upon him. That in our lives, what is the core of our essence? What is it that we need? And we looked at the idea last week that he is the bread of life. He is the one who gives us sustenance. He is what we need. As our body needs food, we're going to have a potluck after church this morning. There's a lot of good things over there. I look forward to it. My body needs that. So my soul needs the bread of heaven. I need Jesus for strength for all the things in our lives. So this morning we're going to look at the next of the statements here. It is Jesus declares, "I am the light of the world." This is taken out of John chapter 8, verse 12. And then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." The light of life. I enjoy the sunshine. This morning I'm looking out and I see the sun shining. And I just want to be outside. I don't know about you. Right? I've shared with you guys over the years that I believe my emotions are solar powered. When it is dark and dreary and rainy and snowy and all those things, I just are getting miserable. But boy, she let the sun come out and it perks me right up. Right? Light. I've gotten to the point now where I should be wearing my glasses when I drive all the time at night. Because my eyes have gotten to the point where they don't quite focus where they are. And I can't glean in all the light. And so I have a pair of glasses in each of the vehicles that I'll put in at night to help gather in that light to help me to see. The importance of that light. Throughout the scriptures we have the idea that God is light. Book of Isaiah declares, "And the sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor your brightness shall the moon give light to you, but the Lord will be an everlasting light, that your God, your glory, your sun shall no longer go down, nor shall your moon withdraw itself. For the Lord will be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall be ended." The hope of a new day, right? The sun comes up. Wasn't it Annie who said the sun will come up? Tomorrow, I'll spare you the musical this morning. But there's that hope of a new day dawning. I enjoy driving at night with the family. You guys know, right? Because there's less bathroom stops, there's less snacks, right? You're just kind of driving and kind of going. But something happens, you know, right around dawn, right before the sun comes up, is some of the hardest times to keep awake. And nothing is better than all of a sudden the sun starts coming up over the horizon. And it just revigorizes, it just energizes us. God says, "I am that light," right? It's not the sun and the moon. While I enjoy those things, I like looking at it, I like basking in it. You know, I love at night when the moon is out and it's full and you see that just shining. And it just almost looks like it's daylight outside. I'm enamored with all those things. But God said, that is nothing to compared to me. That God can be that light in our lives. Micah tells us, "Do not rejoice over me, my enemies. When I fall, I shall arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me." Where see, lightness is compared to darkness. That contrast in life. In here, we talk about darkness as being heavy with despair and the weight that goes along with that. Right? We can emotionally feel that darkness. Have you ever been in a dark place? And the weight of it all. We live in a mental health crisis today where people describe that their life is just dark. And Jesus says, look, I am the light. The Lord is your light to me. In the dark places, when you don't know where to go, we're going to look at some of these things as well. But when you don't know what to do, you don't know where to go to, the Lord says, I am here. Let me be your light in the darkness. And the last one I'll look in the Old Testament here is Proverbs 4. But the path of the just are like the shining sun that shines even brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. And this contrast. And I say this is the difference between those who are Christians and those who aren't. We look at the world today and they are celebrating sin. They're celebrating the darkness. And God offers us light. I love this. The path that we can walk on is filled with light. Stay on it. And the Lord is that path. He shines, and I like this line, it says, that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. Right? As Christians, the hope we have a hope and a joy of today, but we talk about this a little bit in Sunday school, that in here, we have a hope for tomorrow. As Christians, I know how my story ends. And it's good. It's good. It ends with Jesus winning. Right? Sometimes you wonder, you look what's going on in the world and it seems like the evil has the upper hand. It seems like those who lie, cheat, and steal are the ones who get ahead. Christian, let me reassure you that justice will be wheeled out, that God wins. And I want to be on His side. And the hope we have in all those things, and the road that I am on, the path that I am on, if He guides my light, it leads me to a better day. It's a hope. Stay in the light. Follow the light. Because we know where it goes. I want to talk about some of these aspects of light that reflect on our Lord. The first one is the light brings life. We know in the beginning, in Genesis, right? God spoke into the darkness and He said, let there be, you guys know it, right? Let there be light. That light brings life. We have flowers in our house, and this spring, they kind of look kind of sad. Things were wet and dreary. But guess what? The sun came out. And everything just comes alive. We talk about spring and spring being a reflection of life, right? Because after winter, after the dreariness, after the cold, the light and warmth comes out and gives life to this world. As Jesus comes into our lives, He gives us life in John chapter 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word. Talking about Jesus, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through Him. Without Him, nothing was made that was made. In Him was what? Life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it or did not overcome it. That in here, Jesus is light, and in that light is life. Christian, you have a hope. You have a purpose. As Jesus is your light, as you follow Him, He can become your all in all. He is all-encompassing. That Christ doesn't want to be just a part of your life. He wants to be the purpose of your life. He is the light. That He is the source of it all. That He is the one almost, if you think of sort of spiritual solar panels, right? That in here, that we point towards Him. We draw off Him, and we are energized by Him. He is our light. He brings life. The psalmist puts it this way, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid?" The Lord is my light and my salvation. There's a movie I watched a couple of years ago. I can't remember what it was. But there was a cave-in. There was mine workers that were buried in, I think it was coal mines. It must have been in your neck of the woods down there. And they had a cave-in. And the men were down there. And they had their little battery lights that were going on for a while. But the battery soon went out. And they came into utter darkness. And the whole storyline goes in. And they're trying to rescue them. But the ground is precarious. They're afraid of more cave-ins, so they come up with all these things. They go in there, and the scene that really comes to mind in this is finally, as the men are down there, they're losing hope. They hear some noises, and out come through, then all of a sudden, through the darkness, they bust through, and that one little stone moves away, and that light comes flooding in. And you see the joy and the tears of the men who know they were rescued. They were going to make it. Christian, as Christ is our light, as our salvation, He is our hope, He is our strength. He renews us in that. We will bask and stay in Him. Then we see this, that light exposes sin. Since this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to light, lest his deeds should be exposed. Right? The light shines in and shows the darkness. And at my house, I'm kind of known as the stain guy. I'm one of these guys that I'll get something on my shirt, and I'll leave a stain. And the other day, my daughter's like, "Hey, Dad, you're the stain guy. Get this out." And so I'm one of these. I got my potions, and I mix it all up and rub it out. Right? And hell, I got it all out. And, well, here's cleaning tips by Pastor John. I'll work on it, and then see if the stain's gone, I'll hold it up to the light. Because it can look like it's out. I got it all. But by putting the light on it, it shows the dark spot. It's like, oh, I didn't get it all out yet, right? Sin is that way. It's that darkness that is hidden, right? And you put something that's dark and something that's dark. We were just down in Pennsylvania and talking to Kathy. We love it down there. It's beautiful country. If you've been down Lancaster, the only thing I don't like down there is the roads. Because you go down there, they're all windy and up and down. They don't have a breakdown lane. They don't have those shoulders. I was talking to her. You're going down the road, and all of a sudden, someone will go around someone, and they come right into your lane. And I'm like, I can't believe there's not more accidents. Because all of a sudden, you're driving down, and all of a sudden, they come up to a buggy, and they'll just come into your lane. And you're like, ah! Well, it's like, actually, that's what my wife says. Ah! It's a reenactment. Right? And it's like, oh, man. And as she's saying, you wouldn't believe the amount of buggies who get hit. And a lot of them will have the yellow reflective triangles and all that. But some of the Amish aren't allowed to have that. And so at night, you have a black buggy with a black horse on a black road. And you can't see them. But you put a light on. And it exposes it, and you see it. God is that light in our lives, and He is the light, and He shines in us, and He shows me my faults, He shows me my sin, the darkness of sin. And the problem is, this verse tells us that men like darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds are evil. I want to be told I am okay. I want to be comforted in my sin. I want to hang on to my sin. And when the light shines on us, we have a choice. When the light of God shines into my life and shows me my sin, right? He shows the darkness that's in my heart. I have a choice. I can turn off the light and say I'm okay. Or I can confess it and let the light wash over and cleanse me. And we see this in a world today that Christians, one of the reasons that I believe the world really hates us, because we reflect the light of Christ and it exposes the darkness. And we're being told every day that sin is okay. And we're at fault because we cling to the truth. Men like darkness rather than light. Wake up in the morning, go in the bathroom, I'm like, I don't feel so bad. I don't look so bad. I turn on the light and see what's in the mirror. Just turn the light back off. Yeah, right? And the light exposes that. Job tells us this, and there are those who rebel against the light and do not know its ways or abide in its path. As Jesus is the light of the world, he shows us right and he shows us wrong. And a lot of us want to live in the gray. But the light washes that out. It shows us the faults. And we live in a world that wants to rebel against that light. I have that tendency within myself. I don't want to know I'm wrong. I want people to tell me I'm right. But the light shows and reveals sin. But on the flip side of that, the light also exposes truth. John continues. It says, and there was a man sent from God whose name was John. Talk about John the Baptist. And this man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light. That through him might... that all through him might believe. He was not the light, but he was sent to bear witness of the light. And that true light which comes into it, that was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. Jesus is that light. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He shows us what is right. Not only to show us wrong, but he shows us a better way. He shows us how to live. To walk in that light of how to be a husband, a father, a pastor, a member of a community. I can live in that light as he shows me all that. Paul tells the Ephesians to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Christian, we are to live a testimony unto Jesus Christ. And I think we need to ask for a boldness to declare that some of what's going on around us is wrong. Shed some light on it. Share the words. Share the scriptures. Well, this is wrong. Well, why is it? This is what the Bible says. Know your scriptures. That we walk in the light and let it expose the darkness. I think they say light is the best disinfectant. We live in a world, I don't know about you, but I've seen so many families who have their secrets and sweep things underneath the rug. And what we're called to do is shine a light. Jesus is light. To reveal what's true. We are told to walk in the light. The Bible uses the word walk as in not just walking down the street, but it has to do with how we live our lives. I think it was Sesame Street. Who are the people in your neighborhood? Does everyone remember that song? Who are the people in your neighborhood? They're the people that you meet when you're walking down the street. The people that you meet each, right? This is how I remember when I was thinking Greek. The word means to the area in which you live, your community, your environment, your bubble, if you will, right? So we are to walk in the light. We are supposed to have that influence of those around us. The psalmist says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I don't know what to do, I read the scriptures and it tells me how to live, how to choose, the decisions I make. His word is light because he is the word, John tells us. Am I doing what he wants me to do? He will show me. Lord, I don't know where to go. Lord, show me. Where am I not supposed to do? Lord, show me. 1 John says this, and this is the message which we have heard from him and declared to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. And folks, if we say we are a Christian and do not walk in his ways, the Bible says that we are a liar. When his word exposes things in my life, do I repent or do I turn off the light? Years ago, it was at Harbor Days, I was talking to a couple. And he was asking me some questions about our church and how I preach the word. And he asked me, he goes, do you preach that some things are right or some things are wrong? I said, yeah, I'll preach what the Bible says is right and I'll preach what the Bible says is wrong. He goes, even if it's unpopular. I said, even if it's unpopular, we try to stand on the truth of the word of God. And he looked at his wife, he goes, I want to go to his church. And she looked at him. I was like, uh-oh, this isn't going to be good. And she looked at him, she goes, no. She goes, I like my church. She goes, in our church, you can do whatever you want and you're okay. And there's so many people who want that. They want to cling to the darkness. God says, look, I am over here. Come join me. Do what I ask you to do. Enjoy the love and let it wash over you. Let me have my way in your life. And yet so many people will choose not to do that. Christian, you can't say you're a Christian and reject him and live in your darkness. It's not a very popular thing to say, but folks, it is the truth. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. That's the other part. So I think unity in the body of Christ comes from as you are walking with him and I'm walking with him. Well, that brings us together. Husband and wife, you want to get closer to each other, get closer to God. As you walk with him, it draws you together. As God has his way in my life, he has his way in your life, he brings us together. As we walk in the light, we all gather in. We're told that the light is eternal. It's an everlasting life. Isaiah tells us, the sun shall no longer be your day, nor for brightness shall the moon give light to you, but the Lord will be to you an everlasting light. And your God, your glory, your sun shall no longer go down, nor shall the moon withdraw itself, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall be ended. Revelation tells us at the end, when all is said and done, when he establishes a new heaven and a new earth, it tells us that there is no sun, but there is no night. Revelation chapter 21 says, and I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are his temple. And the city had no need for the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light, and the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth bring their honor and glory and honor to it. Its gates shall not be shut at all by day, and there shall be no night there. You know, in this world, as we walk and we struggle, you know, sometimes we feel like the light is obscured. Right? Use the illustration of the sun. You look up and the clouds go by. It darkens it up. Or they announce on the news that Canada has the wildfires and the smoke comes in and makes it all that kind of dingy, hazy, and blocks out the sunlight. I think spiritually sometimes we feel like, God, where are you? Right? I can't see you quite so brightly. Things are seem pretty dark for me right now. I feel like I'm struggling. I don't know what to do. And part of that is because we live in a fallen world. Things aren't perfect yet. There is going to be a time when we stand before His glory and all the former things of this world we put away. And that light, if you will, that fellowship we have with Christ will be perfect. The sun will not be dimmed. That we won't have to have an artificial light, but we'll have God Himself to be our light for us. What a day that's going to be. Right now we live in this world and we see in part, we understand in part. But folks, someday that's going to be gone. The veil will be dropped. And we'll enjoy the presence of the Lord forever. And nothing will get in its way. Oh, what a day that will be. Well, the warning goes out for those who are outside of that. Who will be in darkness, who choose darkness rather than light. That ultimately they will be cast out into utter darkness. Jesus' own words says, then the king said to the servants, bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. And there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And for those who reject Christ, who reject His light now, who choose darkness now, will reap darkness for all eternity. See, apart from God, there is no light. There is no hope. As a sinner, there is a place called hell, and it is real, and you are separated from God forever. Lastly, we're called to share that light. Matthew tells us in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, who shares with us, is you are the light of the world, and a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. As Christians, that we are now bearers of the light. As He is the light, we are now bearers of it. We reflect His glory. As we walk around, we call this our testimony. Do people see Christ in us? As we walk in the light, as He is in the light, now are we little lights reflecting that into the world around us? Are we a testimony to our friends and neighbors and relatives and co-workers? Are we living out Christ in the world around us? And in here, there's two little illustrations He uses here of the light that we are. He talks about a city on a hill cannot be hid. Right? Those are for those who are far off to be drawn in. Years ago, we went down to New York City, my wife and I. We were in Bible school at the time. We were upstate New York. I came home from work. I don't know. It was like 11 o'clock at night. I said, get in the car. We're going to New York City. We drove down to New York City. We have never been down there before. This is all before GPSs and all those type of things. We get down to New York City, and we had to get back. I had to work the next afternoon, so it was going to be a really quick trip, and we wanted to go to the World Trade Center. We didn't know where it was. And as we came down through, we drove up. The World Trade Center was the tallest building in New York City. So we were going around and looking for the little light on top of the World Trade Center. And so we get around the building and say, oh, there it is. So we're driving around. Oh, don't recommend this. This is not how you get navigation. So we're driving around the city trying to follow the little light on the top of the building. We did find it. Came in, and it was like 7:30 in the morning. We got down. The parking was outrageous. And I'm like, at this point, we'll pay whatever. We got out, got into the World Trade Center, came up, and the elevator didn't open until 8. So we drove all that way. I'm like, we don't have time because we have to turn around and go out. So we went outside the World Trade Center, stood up and looked up. And turned around, got back in the car and drove home. That was it. I felt like we were King Kong, right? Follow it. Huh? Find the longest building. Follow the light. I say all that to say this, that Christ is that light, and we reflect that light. We should be leading people to Jesus. A lighthouse shines out into the darkness to bring the wanderer home. We are called to reflect God's light, to bring people. We're a city on a hill, to shine and say, come this way. The other illustration talks about a lampstand in a room. We don't hide it under a bushel. See, the difference is a light that's outside broadcasts out to draw people in, but a light inside the home, it brings warmth, it brings fellowship, and encouragement to those who are inside. Right? We are gathered here this morning. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. And He binds us together. And we are called to be lights to one another, encouragement. I am blessed because you are here this morning. To see you and shake your hand and ask you how you're doing. We're going to go from here and go next door. We're going to eat together. The fellowship we have. We are called to be lights. And hopefully I'm a blessing to you and you're a blessing to me. As the family of God. But He is the light of the world. So Jesus spoke to him again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Jesus, shine down on us. Help me to live for you. Have your way in my life. Expose the darkness that's in me. Lord, I pray in this dark world that your light shines. Use me to reflect that light, to draw people to you. As He is the light of the world. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for that declaration. Lord, we live in a world that is full of darkness. Lord, be a light. In my own life, Lord, shine on me. Show me any wickedness. Turn me from my wicked ways, that I may be with you. And Lord, help me to be a light, your light, in this world, Lord. Lord, we ask this in your name. Amen. Why don't we go